Welcome to Top Advisor Marketing, where you will learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your practice. Brought to you by Top Advisor Podcasting, a done-for-you podcasting solution built just for trusted advisors. And now, your co-hosts of Top Advisor Marketing, Kirk Lowe and Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to number two of our seven dynamic digital prospecting techniques mini-series podcast with Kirk Lowe. Today, we're going to talk about be a podcast guest tactic. I freaking love this. Something that you're going to learn very, very quickly is people who do podcasts love other people who do podcasts, and they will want you to be on your podcast. But we're not going to go ahead and get too deep into that because we've got a bunch of steps here that you're going to follow. But the goal here is for you to be on somebody else's podcast every single solitary month, and then cross promote, which we're going to jump into a little bit later. All right, Kirk, what is the first step to tactic number two to be a podcast guest?
Did you realize you just created a new word in your intro there?
I did.
You called it a technique, like a tactic nice. And a technique altogether.
Hey, you know what?
That's going to be in the Urban Dictionary like within days because our show is so popular.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I love it. So number one is to create a profile sheet of your podcast topics that you want to do if you want to be a guest on somebody else's show. So, and you want to share these with podcasters who you'd like to be on their show. And you can also put questions you'd like to ask in there too. So you want to provide links to your content. So create a profile sheet that promotes the topics that you want to talk about that you're an expert on, and show them the questions and then give links to some of that content so they can experience it. If you do this, you're saying, I'm very serious.
Yep.
I'm professional. I'm organized. And podcasters are going to say yes to you almost all the time if you do that. Because podcasters want to have people that make them look good, not people that they're worried about. And we have people asking to be on, emailing us and sending us messages through social media all the time asking us to be guests on our podcast. And I don't get those, so I don't know how we filter through those. But I know there's a lot of people asking. And the more professional they are, the more, highly we think of saying yes.
Makes sense? Kirk, a great example. Very recently, the last couple of guests that we've had on the podcast were people who reached out to us directly through social media, LinkedIn specifically, and they sent us that sheet. And I was so impressed. I love it because I know they know the answers to the questions, or hopefully they wouldn't give it to me. I love the fact that it also gives me freedom as the podcast host to ask follow-up questions that they might not be totally rote and prepared for. So it makes the conversation a little bit more flowy and organic. But it also means that they, too, are going to be sharing the podcast, which we're going to talk about a little bit more. So step number two on be a podcast guest tactic out of these seven digital dynamic prospecting tactics are you need to make a list of the freaking people you want to be on their podcast. You're going to hear us say that. And if you remember tactic number one, you have to create a list of the people you want to get to connect with on LinkedIn, not just centers of influence, but also prospective ideal clients. We want you to do the same thing here. Make a list of podcasts that you would love to be on, preferably one that speaks to your ideal target market. If you can do that, man, you're going to get your thought leadership out super fast. You're going to get it out in a very efficient manner, something that's going to get a lot of legs. You're going to share it, they're going to share it, and you're going to get some new contacts.
So point number three is really just building on what Matt just said, which is to identify five people in a given month and reach out to those people and connect with them first, and then send them your information or contact them. Be ultra professional with a custom or a personalized invite. So make sure you're connected with them first, and then send them your offer that you'd like to be on their podcast. And that's how you kind of start going. And if they say no, that doesn't mean you can't keep reaching out to them every once in a while, because things change and they may just be so loaded up with guests. I think I was on Rob Shore's podcast and it was like 2.5 months before he had time. I think we're projecting about six weeks out.
Yeah.
Something like that. So don't worry if somebody says not now, or I can't do it for a while. Just get out there and keep doing it. And you don't have to bombard everybody. Don't do more than you can handle, but just let it start flowing. Be professional and People eventually start saying yes.
Number four, for each podcaster who says yes, ask who else they know that does podcasts who might be interested for you being on a guest on that other person's podcast. This is the power of networking, you know, the 6 degrees of separation. You really don't know who they know, or even better, if you're really, really good at it, you're going to see who else has been on their podcast before, see if that person is an ideal client center of influence, check and see if they have a podcast, and then you can go to them and say, hey, Kirk, I noticed that you had Rob Shore on your podcast. Do you think Rob Shore would mind if I was on his podcast too? Yes or no? If he says no, fine. Hey, is there anybody else that you might know? Right. It's that whole idea of asking for a referral. And this is such a different thing because you're not asking for somebody to write you a check or do business or, you know, give you their whole life savings. This is just your opportunity to connect with more people and get your thought leadership out there.
Perfect. Number five is to share with your audience and they will share with theirs. So you want to make sure that the greatest benefit of being a guest podcaster is that you each of the people involved get to share this, their expertise and their personality with each other's audiences. So as soon as you're on somebody else's podcast, obviously their audience is going to now know about you, but you want to return the favor. You definitely want to say, maybe this even goes in your podcast sheet that I will share. And these are the networks. And you might even want to say, here's the amount of connections or followers or whatever you have with those social networks, which I hadn't thought of before. So I like to add new stuff as we go here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when you share, they're going to share and stay on top of when you share or when they're sharing the conversations, because if somebody says they really like it, you know, Matt was really smart. It was really cool that you brought him on. He must be a great coach. Sorry, a great coach. Must be a great branding guru, great podcast coach. Then you can go on and say, yeah, I had a lot of fun. If you have any questions about podcasting, I mean, give me a call, send me a note. So all of a sudden, so that's a great way to start actually prospecting when this marketing has happened. So don't just ignore and say, you know, be a guest and then go away. There's more work to be done and it's not hard work. So make sure you're involved in that. And that's point number five.
I want to add just something to that. And I don't really think this is in line with number five, but again, you just triggered something, which is that whole idea of, you know, that's a prospecting opportunity. It makes it so much easier for the person who you're on their podcast to refer you business. And in fact, it's funny, that's happened to us a bunch. We'll have somebody on our podcast and a week or two later, Kirk and I will get an email. Hey, by the way, I just ran into somebody who really wants a new brand, or I just ran into somebody who really wants to get your podcasting and social package. You know, could you please reach out? It's that top of mind aspect that these tactics you're going to find very quickly are all about staying top of mind. And we've talked about that through the pillars of the brand foundation, all of the different things that we've talked about on our podcast before. Now, number six is very similar to tactic number five in our first tactic. And our first tactic was, again, on how to bring and boost your LinkedIn connections and really get a whole bunch of them in there. And this is watch for viral outlier podcasts and turn them into content you can use and then engage the original person who did the podcast. Here's a good example. In fact, I think Rob Shore. So Rob, he's the one who wrote that super awesome article, wasn't he, Kirk?
No, that's Frank Maselli.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, Rob's written lots of.
Well, he has.
Stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is Frank.
The one you're speaking about is Frank Maselli.
Okay, so Frank Maselli had. Why don't you tell everybody about that real quick?
So Frank Maselli had written a letter to an advisor. No, a letter to a wholesaler.
Yeah.
We turned it into a letter to an advisor just to play off that, have fun. But Frank had written a letter to a wholesaler. It was from an advisor's perspective because he was an advisor at the time. It transformed his business, this one letter. And basically he was saying, he spoke extremely passionate. It was a long rant. It was a wonderful rant. It was extremely kind-hearted, but really to the point too. And this letter talked about his frustrations with wholesalers looking at advisors like numbers, like money trees. Mm-hmm. And not and always coming to them looking for money, but never wanting to come and nurture the tree, like water them or you know, provide, you know, nourishment so the tree would grow stronger, quicker, and things like that. It was all about just coming to harvest and never to be part of the growth and nurturing. So he challenged wholesalers to take a different perspective and see if they came with a different mindset, if they could build way better relationships, if they could be, they would have a way bigger harvest. And as it turned out, he actually transformed into helping wholesalers connect with advisors as a whole business. He speaks all over the country. Mm-hmm. He's a great consultant and he does some great stuff. And we had him on the show mm-hmm. and he read that letter and it was just beautiful. You're an advisor awesome. And you've been in this business for more than 10 years, probably even if you've been in for 5 years, you have to go find that episode on Top Advisor Marketing because it was one of my favorite. And when Frank read that letter, it's just a blast. It was like chill. I just absolutely loved it. And that went viral like you wouldn't believe. I think he had 1,700, I'm just guessing because it's a while ago, 1,700 likes.
Well,
I remember.
And he also had
LinkedIn. That's absurd.
Right.
Like, that is ultra viral for his, you know, how little of a network he had.
Well, and also the podcast that we did that he ended up attaching to some of his stuff ended up getting 800-900 downloads. So the reason why this is so important is if you read something that really does trigger something, you can ask, you know, I'd love to have a chance to get on your podcast and talk about something you just posted. It shows that you're paying attention to the podcaster, especially if you listen to a podcast and you're like, dude, that was awesome. As long as it's not some nationally known podcaster that'll never have you on their show. But if it's somebody else, go ahead and go for it. Reach out to them. Gosh, you know, Kirk, that one podcast that you had with Frank Maselli was awesome. Hey, I've got some thoughts too about, you know, being a wholesaler. I would love to have a chance to be on your podcast. Guess what? The probability of us having you on as a guest, because it shows that you did your due diligence, is exponentially higher than if you just reached out to us cold turkey. So that is tactic number two out of the 7 dynamic digital prospecting tactics. Be a guest on other people's podcasts. Kirk, you got any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Perfect. For Kirk Lowe and everybody at Top Advisor Marketing, this is Matt Halloran. Make sure you subscribe because we've got, 5 more of these puppies that we want to make sure that we get out to you out of all of the digital dynamic podcast, or I'm sorry, digital, goodness gracious, dynamic digital prospecting tactics. All 7 of them. We're on number 2.
Matt, dude. You helped come up with that name and now you can't even say it.
I know.
What's going on, buddy?
I was so excited about the alliteration aspect of dynamic digital. I've switched those all over the place. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll see you on the other side of the mic soon.
Are you ready to change the way you communicate with your clients? Are you tired of being the best kept secret in your area? Learn how to become a prolific online influencer, attract more ideal clients, and grow your business. Contact us today and see what the power of podcasting can do for your business. Click on the Contact Us link on our website at topadvisormarketing.com and set up a call to learn more. Follow us on LinkedIn and Facebook for more updates and information.